Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Scholar Report with CEO Chris Riegel of Scholar.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. Doom loop, a term of art I first came across in a Financial Times weekend piece about San Francisco several weeks ago, is now spreading across America. Doom loop is the new question to ask about how your city's doing in the recovery from the pandemic. We start with San Francisco, however, because Chris, in traveling to San Francisco during the pandemic lockdowns, was always keen to remind me that the parking lots were empty. The assumption was it was work from home. Now, however, doom loop is a phrase that describes what is happening in San Francisco center itself. The closing of nearly 3,000 hotel rooms in 2 hotels in this last week is matched by the closing of retail space. Most recently, not just Nordstrom's left, but also the mall keepers of Westfield, this shopping bonanza on Market Street. Westfield is leaving town as well. And an interview in the New York Times of London Breed, the mayor of San Francisco, asked specifically about Westfield, asked specifically about these closings. The mayor is defensive and ambitious, talking about how San Francisco comes back from troubles. It came back from the dot-com bust. It came back from the Great Recession of 2008-2009. It will come back again, says the mayor. However, Chris, a very good evening to you. The question of San Francisco is not just the economics of the U.S., whether we are or are not in a recession. The markets are doing extremely well compared to the dot-com bust of 2000, and extremely well compared to the recession of 2008 and 2009, especially the markets to do with high tech. And San Francisco is not reviving. I mentioned the closing of hotel rooms for convention business. And then we have the homeless and the drug abuse and the inability of San Francisco to respond to its own citizens who are asking for assistance in some fashion. A new story I have to tell of Shelby Steele and his son. Shelby Steele is a very prominent member of the Hoover Institution in Palo Alto. He and his son were in San Francisco, goes the anecdote, and within a very short period of time, they had their vehicle broken into and thousands of dollars of equipment stolen, and no response from the San Francisco police, not even especially a response from calling 911. This is one anecdote of many I could tell. So your measure, since you travel often to the region, to Silicon Valley. Is this the same as 2000? Is this the same as 2008, 2009? Has something changed, Chris? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. It's certainly different this time because in the 2000 crash and 2008 financial crisis, those were externally driven crises, probably coming out of the banking and or tech bubbles. Now with San Francisco, this is an organic problem within. Granted, work from home has had a huge impact on the number of people in the city. But now that you're seeing the crime that's sweeping the city, the challenges with conventions canceling, fewer tourists going to the city because of the issues of crime, that doom loop problem becomes something that if people do not feel safe to walk the streets, to park their cars, to go to lunch or to go to shop, they'll spend their money elsewhere. And you know it's bad at the point when Mayor London Breed from San Francisco is asking for more money for police. So fundamentally, you've got to get the crime under control to then be able to fix some of the other problems in the city.
We also have the question of other cities in America entering the same period of doubt. Chicago, we've spoken of. New York, however, is a story that I know very well. Right now, New York is holding its own, we're told, but subway use is down dramatically. And the question is, what happens next in New York City? Does it go through the same process of hoteliers reconsidering and markdowns of commercial buildings? Because as of yet, to my knowledge, the workforce has not returned.
So, John, I think New York is very similar in many ways to San Francisco in terms of the risks. It being a destination city, similar to San Francisco, the challenges of fewer tourists, fewer people coming to work, starts that cycle in some of the crime issues in New York as well, starts the cycle of with fewer visitors, that becomes very quickly a valuation problem. You've seen large hotels in Times Square that have been turned back to their lenders, similar to what you saw in San Francisco. Now the question is how that impacts the city of New York's budget. And if you have write-downs in New York similar to San Francisco, in San Francisco, some of these write-downs are 50, 60, 70% on commercial real estate happening right now. If that same trend, whether it's the same percentages or less, hits New York, what does that do to budget? And then when that budget problem comes, what does that mean for NYPD on the streets and their ability to keep New York a safe place?
Work from home. Oftentimes, when you come up against the struggles of large cities, especially northern large cities, blue Democrat large cities, work from home is said to be a driver of the emptiness of certain city streets. Work from home is something that can be solved by large businesses and small. New York, however, is still a mixed picture. You can tell this by subway use at the major crossroads, Times Square, Grand Central, Union Square, down more than 50% in some instances, 40% in others, from 2019. Work from home is a story you know very well because we've talked about it over the years. The puzzle is why businesses are not sending out one memo. One day we will begin again. Google is saying, and Google has a lot of work from home, that there's resistance among the employees, and they point to especially younger employees. Apparently, we boomers have moved on. So it's millennials and Gen Z, and the seniors are Gen X. Do you hear the same stories about resistance the way Google is telling us? People don't want to come back?
John, it depends on the industry. So it's very, very bifurcated. The commercial welder can't work from home. The person working at the local diner or the dentist can't work from home or work from remote. So it tends to be more of a issue within tech sector or other administrative sectors, professional sectors that aren't tied to a particular location. That being said, there's a push and pull happening in hundreds of industries all around the country to say, what is the required time in the office to keep team unity, to keep creative thought, to keep a business running correctly? That was foregone during the pandemic, where employers were willing to work at some lesser levels. Now it's roaring back and people having to come back to the office to be productive, to be effective in those jobs is definitely the push from the employer side. And with the economy slowing, with more people available in the labor force, the pendulum has swung back towards the favor of the employer of, hey, come back to the office or we'll find people who will.
The economy slowing. Germany is technically in a recession. The ECB raising rates one more time. The Federal Reserve pausing in June, but perhaps to take up the cudgel again in July. Work from home also, work from home extends to the question of the economy, and the economy extends to the question of China's economy. We're all linked together here. My conversations with colleagues these last days say that China's economy is in a kind of doom loop as well because of the credit binge of the last 10 years since the recession of 2008-2009. Do you see any signs of China bottoming, Chris?
No bottoms yet. China's facing three very substantial headwinds. One is government debt, intergovernmental debt within China. So the borrowing binge over the last 30 years, those chickens are coming home to roost. Two is the residential real estate sector, which started to crash in October, November of 2021, and is still working through that. They've still not fundamentally solved the problem. But most interestingly, in 2022 and 2023, the Chinese consumer has slowed way down. Material purchases of goods, washing machines, televisions, smartphones are all down plus or minus 20% across China. So you see the Chinese consumer pulling back, and that domestic consumption for many Chinese companies is important, as well as export. But when export is down 30% and domestic is down 20%, that's a huge problem.
Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scholar.com. This is the Scholar Report. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.